This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, joining Wiggins America this weekend is Daniel Dew, and the reason that I wanted to have him on, he's the director of legal policy at Pacific Legal, is A, I love Pacific Legal. I have guests on from Pacific Legal as often as I can because you guys are doing great work. But second is because of your op-ed, Daniel, for American Habits, how unelected bureaucrats undermine the people's representatives. Daniel, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about this from kind of the broad overview. If you are approaching this issue, I think a lot of our listeners are probably already there. But if you're just kind of learning about how the state or the deep state, or as Tucker Carlson calls it, unelected Washington or permanent Washington runs things, please give just kind of an overview of what this means.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have elected officials, our representatives, whether at the state or federal level. Those are the constitutional policymaking bodies for the state or for the nation. And they go in on campaign promises, and they want to do these great reforms because, like everyone else, they see the problems that government has. But then when they go to make those changes, they run into bureaucrats who serve in agencies. They're not elected by anyone, and they've been there for 20 and 30 years, and they start to they kill things by a thousand. It's death by a thousand cuts. They start asking questions that are pointed in ways to kill the reform that they want to do, or they'll say it costs too much money, or it's just impossible to do. And so these people who government officials trust as experts really have their own separate agenda to kill the will of the people and the elected officials who are supposed to set policy.
And the big issue with those people is not just that they're there and, you know, there's no term limit on those people for the most part, but that they have no connection to voters. They were never elected, but they have all this power.
Absolutely. They never, ever have to face a single voter ever. A lot of times they're not even reporting to somebody who ever faces a voter. And, you know, and they get to be there while the elected officials, a lot of times, do have term limits. They're there for 4 years or 8 years or whatever the time may be. They're there forever. And so they just have to wait those elected officials out, or wait until they go out of session, and then they can do whatever they want.
So Daniel Dew is director of legal policy at Pacific Legal. So I mentioned your op-ed and some of the questions that, you know, digging down now that we kind of have the foundation laid for what we're talking about here, digging down some of these questions I was interested in, because I've heard about this in terms of Washington, D.C., the federal government. You don't hear about it as much in state legislatures, but you're saying it's happening there too. In what way?
Absolutely. So I can even give you some specific examples. In Texas, you know, we think of Texas as this bastion of freedom, super conservative. In Texas, there was a bill that was being run there that basically just said agencies just, there was actually a law in 1993. So 30 years, it's been the law that agencies have to review their regulations to make sure that they're up to date. And so a legislator ran a bill that just said, you know, if you don't post your results of your of reviewing these regulations, then the regulation's void. The night before the hearing, the agencies came back with a $46 million fiscal note saying that they're going to have to hire a whole bunch of people because even though that's been the law for 30 years, they've never actually done it. And so they're just undermining, even when laws go into effect, they undermine the law because they don't have to face anybody. There's no consequences for them not following the law.
So this sounds like, Daniel, a real power struggle that's happening even at more local levels. And you mentioned Texas. I mean, that's a conservative state. This isn't a state that is fine with just kind of letting bygones be bygones. This sounds like a push and pull, and somebody's got to win. Like, how does somebody come out, hopefully, how does the legislature come out the winner in these things?
Yeah, we just need to embolden our legislature. We need to do a better job of educating legislators when they go in that they need to be bold, that they need to stand up, and that they are the constitutional policy-making bodies of the states, and they need to do what they need to do regardless of what they're being told by these unelected bureaucrats who pretend to be their friends, but really they're trying to undermine what they're doing, and they have their own agenda.
Is this, Daniel, something that's been going on in, you know, all aspects of government for a long time, or is this getting a lot worse as time goes by?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it's been happening for a long time. You know, the rise of the administrative state didn't happen overnight. But every time we pass a law that has this great idea behind it, but it leaves the details to bureaucrats, we're empowering bureaucrats and taking power away from the people and from the elected officials that the people send to their state capitals.
Daniel, I know we kind of started big and we're getting smaller here. That's kind of the intent, you know, we're digging down deeper. But is this something that, I guess, as we, you know, we say I elect my local official, my local representative to go, and I live in Illinois, which is a terrible, terrible decision on my part. So I elect my local representative to go off to Illinois to represent me, and he's a good guy or she's a good girl, whatever. She's got good intentions. She gets there, and then she finds out that, oh, all these good intentions are basically going to be like gum in the cogs. Nothing's going to happen because of all of these bureaucrats. But then does she just get frustrated and then nothing happens? Or does she need a groundswell from just people like us to actually make that change? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, has this been going on for long enough that it just needs people's attention more than anything?
Yeah, it can be very disheartening. And that's why one of the things that we're really concerned about at Pacific Legal Foundation is more of the structural changes. Instead of playing whack-a-mole with bad laws and bad regulations, how do we change the system so that we empower the elected officials and take away power from unelected bureaucrats? And it's simple things like, there's the Chevron deference case that's going up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Loper Bright is the name of the case. But what a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of state courts have adopted that, where they just defer to unelected bureaucrats on the meaning of state laws and state regulations. There are things like legislative review, making sure that the legislature reviews all of these regulations either before they go into place or shortly after they've been in place, to make sure that they're effectively doing the will of the elected official and the will of the people. So there are a lot of structural things that can be done to undermine kind of this deep state that we see.
Yeah, the swamp, all these names that we have for it now. I guess that's actually, as we close out here, that's kind of where I was trying to get that last bad question to you, which is that the state legislatures and legislatures in general, the power is already with them. It's almost as if they just need to collectively put their foot down and say, no, we're taking this back, because it's already legally in their court.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's the Constitution is on their side. They've been slowly giving away their constitutional power over the last, few decades. But they can take it back at any time. As soon as they decide that they're going to pass a law and take away the power that they've delegated, we can go back to the constitutional separation of powers that is the genius of the American system of government.
And as usual, it's up to us as individuals to elect people and have their ear and tell them, hey, we're watching you. We want you to do this. And I'm sure they're, for the most part, willing to do that because they're getting their power back. That seems like something they would want to do. Daniel Dew, Director of Legal Policy at Pacific Legal. How do people connect with you, with Pacific Legal, especially about this topic?
Yeah, so our website has a ton of great information. If you go to pacificlegal.org, and then we have sections on separation of powers, and we talk about the constitutional principles that would restore the separation of powers and how they can be applied at the federal level and in each of our states.
Well, Daniel, I thank you not only for your time, but all your work with Pacific Legal, and this work in particular to me is one of the most important things going on. You know, we use the term save democracy pretty often, and it's as if this issue gets lost in that. You know, this to me is like the number one way we can save democracy is by having accountability.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for your time. We will talk again soon. Pacific Legal, great organization. Highly recommend you look them up. We'll be right back with more Wiggins.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.